goes like this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's stop right here, right now.
Whatever you're doing right now, just give God his praise. This is a praise moment right now. Praise is what we do. No matter what we're going through, no matter what your circumstances or your situation is, praise is what's going to bring you out. The scripture David came out of his clothes, he was praising the Lord. It's so many people in the Bible, if you read, you're going to see that just giving praise and worshiping the Lord is what helped them get through. Praising and worshiping the Lord is what makes you have a better and greater relationship, personal relationship with him. If you don't have it, you not going to understand what I'm talking about this morning, because once you hit that plateau, you know that no matter what, you already know that the weapon, your weapon against the enemy that we so easily give up to is praise. When you start praising the Lord, I'm sitting and telling you that everything just stops around you. All of the attention, everything now is focused on God. When you have different moments and of different things where you just can't even think clear, or after everything just start falling all over you and you feel like you can't come up out of the pile of the rubbish that's on top of you, start praising the Lord. Start praising him. I promise you, when you're in a place of pain, a place of sickness, you may be laying on your bed of affliction, but if you could just praise the Lord. Father, I thank you. Father, you are merciful. Father, I love you. Just giving him his praises. I promise you, I'm not sitting, I'm not second guessing it. I'm telling you facts this morning that your situation and your circumstance can change because you're no longer thinking about self. You're giving everything that you got, every breath in your body, every fiber that even composed you, you're giving it unto the Lord. So I sit and tell you, he said, send praises over I'm sending praises over to Africa. I'm sending you praises, Fiji. I'm sending praises to you, Kenya. United Kingdom, praises. Jamaica, praises. New York, praises. North Carolina, praises. Florida, Georgia, wherever you're at. Stop what you're doing. Take your mind off of self and give our Creator the praises that is due unto him. Give our deliverer the praises that's due unto him. Give our healer the praises that's done unto him. Give our provider the praises that are due unto him. I'm telling you, saints, that when the praises go up, not only do blessings come down, I'm going to tell you something about them diabolical forces. They get to running and they get to scattering too, because they realize that praises and wickedness cannot be in the same place. So I sit and tell you, choose your weapon today. Let your weapon be praise and add a little worship in it too. Don't let it go by itself. Give God his praise, give him his worship, and allow him to know that he is worthy of that, that we would not keep that away from him. It's simply opening your mouth. It's simply waving your hands. It's simply just allowing your heart, the genuineness, the pureness of your heart, to speak to your mind. And then whatever your mind tells you to do in the will of God, you do it, because he is worthy to be praised. This is the day that the Lord has made, and the scripture says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. That's enough right there to give him praises, that we can stop the broadcast right there, because this is the day, a new day that the Lord has made, and you are a part of this day, a day that you've never seen before, a day that you don't know what's going to take place. But all you know is that if I praise him, if I remain in his will, that everything is going to be all right. all is well. That's all you need to say today. All is well in the name of Jesus. Father, we just glorify you on this morning as we praise our way through this day, not knowing what, when, and how we're going to get, but we know that we're going to be with you. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us up in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saint. We thank you, God, for today, oh God, as I increase in you, oh God, and decrease in me, oh God. We love you, God, like never before, oh God. And like the song say, oh God, we shall praise you, God, no matter what is going on, God. We will praise you, God, like never before, oh God. We will praise you, God, in sickness and health, oh God, in the good and the bad, oh God, like never before, oh God. Continue to, God, to give us strength like never before, oh God, to continue, God, to push forth no matter what is going on in our life, God, no matter how it seems, no matter how it feels, no matter how it looks, oh God. We thank you, God, for today, oh God, like never before, oh God. Continue, God, to give us, God, the strength, God, the knowledge, God, the gift, God, that we need, God, from you, God, to better our life, God, to better our spirit, oh God, to better our soul, oh God. Continue, God, continue, God, to love on us, God, like we don't love on you, God. Continue to, God, to show us, God, that we are all that you are all that we are need, God. We thank you, God, for today, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for today, oh God. Continue, God, to love on us, God. We love you, God, like never before, oh God. Strengthen in us, oh God. Give us the know-how, oh God, to continue, God, to seek forth and walk in your plans, oh God, that you have for us in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for today, oh God. As we continue to pray, God, like never before, oh God, we continue to push that never before, oh God, no matter what's going on, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. And it's in your name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today is going to be Praise Thursday. Whatever it is, Thankful Thursday. Whatever it is that you want to give God thanks for, don't you dare sit and be into a situation that you are ashamed, that you worrying about whatever people have to say and how they looking at you. Wherever the Holy Spirit touches you on today, you give God his praises. And one thing I want to sit and say to you, it's a song that I grew up on, and it says, I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed himself, but oh Lord, I'm glad, so glad that he did. And I'm telling you on this morning, when that song woke me up, I was saying to God, I am so glad. I am so glad that you sacrificed your life for me. And that's what gives me the tenacity to continue to go on, push on through no matter what the circumstances and situation is. And as I sit and say that today, I want to talk about going to Lamentations 22 and 23. Let's go up to 21. It says, yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. 22, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. 24, I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. Thank God for his great and abundant mercies. His mercies are new every morning. That's what Lamentations 3:22 and 3:23 say. It's not something that is just not a scripture that you just throw out there. It's a scripture that you can see for yourself. You can see for yourself that it happens every morning that you arise. That is a new mercy, a new day for you to get what you might have not gotten done on yesterday. A new day to sit. You may have an invention inside of you. A new day to sit and put your thoughts and your plans together. You may be an entrepreneur that does not know how, what, or whatever, and overnight you got some type of idea. It's a new day for you to create your business plan. I don't care what you may be. You may be a person that's awaiting a trial. It's a new day for you to get your thoughts together and know that God is your vindicator. You may be a person that's waiting for a healing, a doctor's report, and you don't want to, you want to receive the report of the Lord instead of the report of the doctor. It's a new day for you to make that petition known to the Lord. When I sit and say that it's a new day, when the scripture is saying that it's a new day, it's saying all things are washed away and you got something new. That means that you don't sit, you don't worry about what the past has brought you. Past have brought you hurt. The past has brought you shame. The past has brought you affliction. The past has assassinated your character, whatever it may be. God has granted you a new day. But I want to tell you this, saints, with that new day and that new mercy, you have to meditate on God's mercy and truly realize how much he is willing to what? Forgive us. With that new mercy, on that new day that is granted every morning, because the scripture says that if you can't forgive others, then God can't forgive you. That's a terrible way to be. That's a terrible spot to be in. You can be the best praiser, the best worshiper, the best prophet, best teacher, best preacher, apostle, the best stewardess, whatever it is that God, where the assignment that God has placed you in, but it cannot forgive, then that means that God is not forgiving you. And how dare you, how dare you, I'm going to flip the script, how dare you even get up to ask God to grant you the new mercies that he provides for us every single day. See, it's not easy, but one thing I was telling somebody yesterday, one thing about when you get into the will of God, and see, that's what comes with that new mercy and that new day. You able to sit and say to God, Father, on today is a new day. Let thy will be done, not mine. Let thy will, see, that is so important. Those words are so important. They were important when Jesus said it, because by him continuing to go on, he went into his execution knowing what the outcome was going to be. And we, too, need to know that that's something that we need to let God know every single day, because we are self reliant people. We are independent people. Circumstances and situations may have put us into that place. Circumstances and situations may put you in a bitter place, a place where you are harboring feelings that's not of God. That's why with these new mercies that God gives us every morning, we need to ask him, Lord, let thy will be done, not mine. And with that, easier for you to be into a place of forgiveness. When I truly hear what I'm saying, when I truly confessed my sins and went into a true repentance of the things that were hindering me, and let saying, God, let thy will be done and not my will be done. When people that have harmed me, and I'm talking about from my family and all, when they harm me, do you know that when they come around me, that God implants his ever, never-ending love inside of me? Do you know that it makes me just forget about all the ugly, nasty things that you may have done to me all my life, and I am able to caption on the love that God has for me? Because you know what? Just like they have done things, so have I. So we know that God is no respecter of persons. So why wouldn't I ask him to remove all of the different things on my behalf and not ask him to move them, for ask him to remove the unforgiveness I have for others? I am in a place where I want his will to be done in my life, not mine. And see, if I can remain in that place, that's the of today. Because God grants us new mercies every morning, are you going to continue to stay into a place where you are bound by ball and chain, you are behind bars of different types of situations that has occurred to you? Or are you going to move on? Are you going to allow the will of God to push forth in your life? Because see, when you get caught and you stay in the same place, stagnation, there is no type of prosperity. There's no type of moving forward. You in the same place doing the same thing, and you're not accomplishing anything. You are doing the same routine, and this is why people get depressed. This is why people get to the place where they feel like that they can't do better in life. I can't do this because I haven't seen a change. You don't have a change because you don't want to change. You don't have a change because you don't want to do the things of, you don't want to surrender to God and let him know that it's his will that you want to be done, not yours. You don't want to change because you're too afraid to see the change that God will bring into your life and the manifestations of the blessings, because you know that you are around here harboring feelings. You are harboring things that has nothing to do with you. The things that might have taken place, you might have deserved them. The things that didn't take, that you did not deserve, you didn't. When Jesus walked on this earth, he did not deserve any of the things that were said about him, blaspheming. None of the he didn't deserve the whippings. He didn't deserve the wearing the thorn. He didn't deserve being given the vinegar. He didn't deserve receiving the beatings or any of that. But it wasn't about him. It was about our Father. And this is you and I need to be on today, not worrying about what we got going on, but worrying about what God got going on in your life. And that's why I'm glad that song Praise Is What I Do came on to couple on to what I'm saying on this morning. Because when you are in those dark, deep places, those places that you feel like you cannot come up under, those places that holding you in a stage of stagnation, those places that's allowing the diabolical forces to just play with your mindset, put you in a place of depression, put you in a place of suicidal thoughts, put you in a place of reprobated mind, put you in a place where you just think that you are nobody or nothing, you have the weapon. You have the mess weapon of praise to bring you out. And this is why it is so important to me that I get up in the morning, no matter how I feel, to get up and give God the praise, even if nothing comes out of my mouth. One thing about me that I can truly say, that God knows, God that with David, in David's all his mess, God said he is a man of my heart. Well, I can sit and tell you this. If God don't see me do nothing else, if man don't see it, and I'm not worried about what man can't see, because God is going to validate me. God knows that my praise is what keeps me going on. God knows that I don't care who you are, where you are. If the Spirit lifts my hands up in the air, I'm going to raise my hands, because he did not have to have me here on this morning. And this is why I sit and I tell all my enemies, even if I may have consciously or subconsciously did something to you, I'm still going to ask you for forgiveness. But that don't mean that I'm going to linger around in your mess. I'm going to ask you for forgiveness because that is a requirement from my Father. And I want to stay in his will at all costs, and I'm going to keep it moving because every single day I want his new mercy, because with that mercy, grace comes with it too. So there are some, and favor comes with it. There may be some times that seems not right. I want to be able to call on the Lord and say, Lord, I need favor on this day. Lord, I need your grace on this day. This situation a bit too hard for me. This situation is something I can't deal with. The block, the stumbling block starting to roll down, Father. I cannot move fast enough to get out of the way, but I do not want them to knock me off my feet. So I'm calling in a favor. I'm calling in, Father God, for your grace to come in today to take care of this situation. I am so thankful and grateful for this scripture. I am like the author of the scripture who stated that, let me calm down, I'm getting a little bit beside myself. He said, I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him, hoping in the Lord, hoping in my Father. And I'm thankful for every single thing that I have ever been through, and that's because everything was a learning lesson. Everything that God has allowed me to go through was a learning lesson. But this is where that new mercies, that new morning, that new, you got to be in a place to receive whatever is going to come your way. You got to be, it's sometimes where you may have a whole bunch that you got to say. Right is right, wrong is wrong. When you sit there and you can be quiet through it, and you can just sit and shake your head, or the Holy Spirit just convicts you right then and there, and you can't say nothing, but I'm sorry, give me, Lord, and ask the other person to forgive you as well. Once that Holy Spirit convicts you, then what comes out of your mouth next has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the Holy Spirit, and this is why it is necessary for you to sit upon your new day, upon your new morning, with the mercy and the grace that God gives you. You tell him, let thy will be done, not my will, to be done. And this is all that I need to say. I have said to me a mouthful, because it is root, it's in my treasure box. It is my protocol. It is my rules and regulations. It is the standard that I have placed before myself. And I also try to tell my sons, I don't try, I tell them it's up to them to do what they need to do. Listen, you need to let God know every single day. Let his will be done, not your will be done. Because these new mercies, this new morning is coming for a reason. And I want to be a part of what God has for me, it is for me. The songwriter also said, whatever you do in this season, don't do it without me. And that's where I want to be. I want to be in his season while he's doing what he wants, he's going to do. And that's why it's necessary to stick to me, my way of doing it. My protocol, my standard is, Lord, you woke me up this morning. You started me on my new way. Let thy will be done, not mine. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning, Evangelist. Listen, I'm not going to be on long. I just want to thank God. I want to share something with you. And it's something, it's a quote that you said, Evangelist. And it's nothing taken away for it, but the Lord had to take me deeper in insight in a quote that you said. And I just want to share with the believers, because this is really going to bless you, because it blessed me. Because I used to say the same quote that pretty much majority of the saints says now. Amen. And I used to say the same quote that Jesus did not deserve what he went through. Now, I used to say that same quote until God. Sometimes, some things God have to, he'll reveal certain things to you to take you into a greater insight. And he did it with me, amen. And God asked me a question one day, and I think it was some time ago. He asked me a question, you know, and I had to recognize it was the voice of the Lord because I thought it was the Holy Ghost speaking to me. And a voice of the Lord asked me a question. He says, and because of the quotation that I used to say, I say, Jesus, you know, he didn't have to go through that. He shouldn't went through that. You know, he didn't deserve what he went through. He didn't deserve it. And the Lord asked me a question why he did not deserve it. So I began to talk and elaborate, you know. He didn't did anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. He did not committed any type of sin and different things like that pertaining to the laws that were set up in the Roman time. And God spoke to me. He said that may be true, but he did something wrong. Amen. He said, now this is what the Lord had to share with me. He said, first you have to understand that Jesus accepted the call. He accepted the job. And whenever you accepted something, you accept everything that comes with it. Jesus knew, watch this, Jesus knew what he was getting into, and he knew what he had to face. Because along his journey, Jesus was talking about the crucifixion, the death of his ending going to come, the suffering of him. It was going to come. Amen. He was talking about it so much. Amen. To where he accepted what was going to come. Y'all remember in the story in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was asking the disciples, who do you say I am? Then they all answered the question, but Simon Peter said, you are the Lord of the Lord, the Son of God. And Jesus said, heaven and earth have not revealed that to you, but my Father in heaven. But a couple of passages down, Jesus began to talk about the crucifixion, his death. Then Simon Peter says, no, he pretty much came out and said, no, I go, and all that kind of stuff there. And what Jesus did, he turned around and he said, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Because why? He accepted, you know, his purpose. He accepted what he came from, he came to do. See, many people, they accept the good things that comes with their job. They don't accept the other stuff that comes. Didn't the Bible declare, for my name's sake, you will be persecuted. You will be lied on for my name's sake. So many people does it when they come with these jobs and all this stuff in the spiritual realm, they don't accept. It. They get these jobs, and you get jobs. You don't accept that you're going to be jealous. Amen. Folks are going to be jealous of you. You don't accept the fact that people are going to come after your job because they want your position. They want your place. Amen. You have to accept the good with the ugly that comes with it. And that's something that the Lord had to let me know. He said, no, Jesus did deserve what he got it because he accepted it, and he did commit it something. And watch this. He committed going against, my God, the religion, or going against the spiritual foundation that the priests don't put down on the ground. He went against, my God Almighty, their teaching and began to teach truth of coming to the Father for yourself. Amen. For their self. So when he began to go against what was an individual that was chosen, or they thought they were still chosen by God, what happened now, he committed, watch this, blaspheming. Did you read in the scripture where the priest, and they begin to say these things, and Jesus began to come with this teaching, and then things that they begin to call upon him is blaspheming. Amen? Blaspheming. And this is the thing that with people lies, and this is where I had to accept. Amen? Because some people are stuck in the place where they are, and they are not trying to see a whole nother picture. They just see where they are, and they will talk about you as if you don't lost your mind. You lying on them. You blaspheming them and all that. Guess what, saints? It comes with the job. You have to understand that. It comes with the job. So when you begin to sign up for these jobs, sign up for pastor, sign up for minister, sign up to be a prophet. Sign up to be an apostle. Sign up for these jobs. My God, even on your local job, you sign up to be a manager. You sign up to be a supervisor. You sign up to be a district manager. You sign up, and some of us, you sign up to be a CEO. That comes, stuff comes with your job. My God, even in the hospitality, the business that we don't open in this pandemic, amen, it comes with hostile customer service. It comes with the job, amen. People just have attitudes. It comes with the job. People are going to be difficult. It comes with the job, amen. Sometimes people talk like you beneath them. It comes with the job. And when you know it comes with the job, you have acceptance and a great appreciation for the walk that you are walking. Many people get tired and burnt out. I heard so many pastors and leaders and people, I'm just sick of these folks. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of these lying on. You need to go back and you need to recalibrate and you need to relook at the job description and what comes with the job before you get in these all these ordained services and you have all these celebrations and you accept it. You understand something. You're going to accept being lied on. You're going to accept being talked about. You accepting being, my God, gossip upon. You accepting so much of things that, so many things that comes with the job that we don't want. You cannot pick and choose what you don't want. See, Jesus couldn't pick and choose what he didn't want. He couldn't say, well, Father, I'm a preacher to these people. I'm a minister to these people, but I ain't finna go through all that whooping and dying on the cross stuff, amen? All that crucifixion stuff. I let them lie on me, but I ain't finna go through all that pain and I ain't finna go through all that suffering. Amen. It's either you're going to take on the whole job and get your blessing from the Lord, or you ain't taking on nothing at all. Amen. So I had to change that quotation that Jesus did not deserve what he went through. Yes, he did. Amen. Because why? He knew what he's going to get ready to go through. His purpose, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What he gave his only begotten son to do? To die for who? For us. Amen. To die. So he suffered for who? For our salvation. It came with the job. And that's something that you all have to understand. And I had to learn it myself, amen, because sometimes we can get into a place how folks do us and stuff like that. We quit to say that I deserve this. It comes with your job. It comes with the job, because that's what happens on the job. What you get, you become. Many people say, I want all this stuff here. I want to be great in God's light. Well, the target on your back get bigger. And the platform for the target on your back is going to get greater. It doesn't matter how straight line you walk. It doesn't matter how good you preach. It doesn't matter how good a supervisor you are. It doesn't matter how many people you don't help. It doesn't matter how many people you don't bless or how many people you don't been there for. At the end of the day, you still got some stuff going to come at you that comes with the job. And I had to eliminate all that devil stuff. I eliminate all that. No, it's people. Amen. It's just people. That's where it is, and that's how it is. Amen. And we have to understand that. And when you begin to understand that, you're going to begin to live a blessed life. And you're going to begin to live a life to where you're going to enjoy to do the works of God. You're going to enjoy your local job on your job. You're going to begin to enjoy it. Amen. And you will begin to operate and use wisdom as you begin to walk on these positions in these jobs. And when you accept the responsibilities and you accept jobs, different job description, regardless if it's spiritual or natural, you will understand what you're getting into. And there's so many people don't understand what they're getting into. They want to accept these, well, yeah, you know, my name, I'm a pastor. But once you start getting lied on, you're ready to run. Once you start getting persecuted, you're ready to drop the ball and get up out of there. You know, you don't got nothing to do with these people. At the end of the day, what Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because he knew it came with the job, and he knew that he's going to be misunderstood. Amen. You have to know, count up the cost, what the Bible put it as, what you are facing. Back to your evangelist.
Whoa. Wait.
Hallelujah. You know when you have that to say, you ask the Holy Spirit to make an utterance for you. Great words of wisdom, Apostle. Great, great, great. There's nothing I can say behind that, Saint. It really not, because that's the only thing I can sit and say is that be grateful and thankful that God has placed people in your life that he truly gives a revelation to, and they're not afraid or not sucked into the place and worry about whatever apostles or preachers or teachers may say. Just thank God that the revelation came through. A lot of people, when Paul would say the things that he would say, even Jesus, people didn't understand it. But guess what? And they knew, and God knew that they may not understand it. But the fact of it is the word still went out. The truth was still told. And I'm just so thankful on this day that we have an overseer, a person that's standing up and telling exactly, because I would have never looked at it that way. I would have never looked at it that way. And I, an apostle, you know, I can attest to every word that you have said, but now I got a new direction. I have a new way to look at things. And then now I have to receive it and apply it into my life and realize that I accepted the call. And yesterday you said acceptance. You said you have to, acceptance is responsibility and accountability. And then what you just said this morning is that Jesus came and he was accountable and responsible for what he accepted. So I just have to sit and say, I don't have to make this a long drawn out thing. Be acceptable, be responsible for what you have accepted. Be a good steward over it. Get into a place. The word of God has came forth this morning. It may have not been for everybody, but I know it was meant for me. And I receive each and every time what God has to say to me, whether it's a thorn, whether it pinches me, whether it's a lash that comes across my back, whether I got to wear a thorn on my head today, whether instead of drinking water, I'm going to drink vinegar. But I receive and thankful when God speaks to me. So thank you. I can boldly say it without shame or without any type of reservation. I thank God for his words. I thank him when he makes a correction, and I thank him when he gives me a revelation. So without saying anything else, unless, Apostle, you have anything else that you need to add or want to add on to what you have already eloquently graced us with on this new day with new mercies, then I can sit and tell us we will see you all back tomorrow morning.
Amen. Amen. Listen, you know, this is something that we're going to be doing in ADM. I got to reset the leadership, the foundation, pertaining to different things. For us to begin to accept jobs, you have to know what you're accepting. Before us to begin to move forward, you have to know what you're getting into. So many people accept jobs and it's not properly laid out for you. Amen. Then guess what? All the accountability will be on you. If Jesus backed out from his job assignment, the accountability will be laid on Jesus, because he knew before he came into any type of being lied on, being whooped, and all that kind of stuff there. He knew before he was getting into. He knew what he was getting into. So when he knew what he was getting into, he accepted everything that was coming to us. We as people that are saints of God, we have compassion. And we have compassion, and we begin to feel some type of way for different things that people go through. Well, a lot of times, my perspective done changed a lot. I begin to rejoice on when I know a person is in the will of God and walking upright before God, and they go through different things because they are going. Your purpose is not all peaches and cream. Your purpose is not all great. Your purpose is not all about you got all the money, you got all the cars. You're going to go through some challenges. You're going to go through some different things. Amen? But you have to accept what comes your way. And this is where God said, cast all your cares upon me. In other words, you're going to have some burdens. He says, I will not put too much on you than you could bear. Other words, you're going to have stuff on your shoulders. Amen. All your worries, all your stress, God said, cast them up to me. Other words, you're going to have some stressful times. You're going to have some worry times. It comes with the job. Not all this stuff people begin to say, oh, that old devil, oh, that old devil. No, it comes with your job. People have perspective. People's life, as they grew up in this world and they grew up in life, some of their perspective have not changed when they come into a encounter with you. They still, some people still have the same perspective. People don't get delivered from lying right away because they met you. They don't get delivered from gossip right away because they met you. They don't get delivered from being messy right away because they met you, because they met you. They don't get delivered from being jealous or being envy, you know, because what? They met you. Amen? They met you. Me and my wife, First Lady, we are some hardworking people. We are behind the scene of our life. We work hard. We work hard for everything that we have, everything that we got. Folks just came into our life and met us, amen, and we had some people don't spread some rumors that we figures though we were like drug dealers or something like that. Because why? That's their perspective of what they coming from the world into the church. And when they see, and that's their perspective of their environment that they live in, when they see black successful people begin to have different things, they feel as though it got done illegally. Because why? That's their perspective. That's where they come from. Is it with something to get bitten out of shape, Pastor, because you heard that little rumor? Absolutely not. Because why? I knew it comes with the job. It comes with the job. And that's something that you all have to understand. And when you understand that, you'll begin to accept things and your things that come at you, and you'll be continually. I need to do a pastoral mentorship building. So you can begin to understand things that come, and you don't take these things personal. You don't get all flipped out of shape. You know, you don't get all bent out of shape. Oh, they ain't coming back to my church. Hey, damn, now. And all this kind of stuff here. You know what I mean? So you'll understand people. Sometimes you got to let people go so they can go and deal with some experience on their own so they can begin to see different things. Amen? And when they come back, a lot of times they appreciate and want, if they really left for the, if they really got changed or delivered, they'll come back and appreciate you even greater because they know you're trying to help them, not trying to take something away. So remember, it comes with the job, saints. Many of you want these positions. You're praying God for a management position. Increase the income. Increase the income comes with responsibility. Increase the income might come with more on your plate than you used to have. It comes what? With the job. You can't just get an increase and still stay on a kindergarten level, but yet you want a 12th grade, you want a 12th grade blessing. But yet you still want to stay on a kindergarten level. No, you're going to have to deal with the 12th grade problems, the 12th grade studying. You got to deal with the 12th grade exams if you want that blessing to come from that grade. So it comes with the job. I'm out, Evangelist.
The Lord, thank you, Apostle, for those words of wisdom. We just thank you for everything in the name of Jesus. So listen, saints, today is Thankful Thursday. Do not allow anybody, remember your weapon is praise. Do not let anybody come and take away your joy today. Do not let anybody take away the daily bread out of your mouth that God has fed you. You swallow it. Consume it, let it consume and let it fill your body, fill your belly. And once you know your belly is full, you got strength, you got power. Let the words that come out of your mouth be acceptable to God. Let your movements, if it's your hands, your feet, patting, your hands clapping, allow your mind, renew your mind to be filled with peace, knowing that God did it. Knowing that he did it and it's all for a purpose. So you all have a beautiful, thankful Thursday. It may be dark outside. It may be cloudy. It may be bright. It may be sunny. But just know that God is in the midst of it. So you got it all. You have it all in Jesus' name. You all have a beautiful day. Take God with you. Be blessed and let your praise do scatter the enemy. Every time you see one coming, lift up a praise and know that God is worthy to be praised. Have a great one. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.